This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. All right, we're going to take a break from our planned tax policy coverage today. And yes, I know it's only been going a couple of minutes. But remember, we're talking about the changes to individual taxes that are coming once the House and Senate get their acts together. We're going to turn now to small business. Small business in the form of Golding Barge Lines out of Vicksburg, Mississippi, and the proprietor, Austin Golding, with whom we chat every now and then. Austin, good to talk to you again.
Hey, Kai. Thanks for having me back.
Called you actually to talk about the tax bill, about how you're feeling about this economy and some of the things that are going on with it. First of all, have you been following the tax debate as it's been happening?
I've been trying to. It seems like every time there's a discussion about it, there's a different provision or a different nuance to it. But we've definitely been trying to make sure that we're postured to be in the right position to absorb any changes.
So what are you looking for? As a guy who runs a small business in this economy, what are you looking for out of this tax bill?
So, you know, as a small business owner, pretty much we're looking for an expansion of our operating expenditure capital. 30% of the revenue we generate is spent right directly back out the door into payroll. Mm-hmm. So we have a cash churn through our business as a small business, as a blue-collar industrialized business. The quality of what we do and the scope of what we do is only relative to the amount of capital we have at our hands. So I know people can roll their eyes at trickle-down economics from time to time, and I think there's room to roll your eyes in a certain regard. But with us, with being so capital-intensive, any tax relief we could get would directly result in more opportunity for us to expand our payroll or expand our operation.
In all the years we've been talking, I don't think I've ever asked you this. How many people you have working for you at Golding Barge Lines?
We have 230 people on any given day, depending on which deckhands walked off which day.
And if you get more operating capital, as you say, more money in your pocket, you're going to hire more people.
Hire more people, and I think it'll allow us to give our people a raise in their income and the job they already have.
Let me ask you then about maybe the key thing that might put some money in your pocket, depending on how you do your taxes, this idea of pass-through corporations and a lower tax rate on that, depending on what the bill finally looks like.
Yeah, and I think the House bill appears to be more of a reduction of the direct tax. The Senate bill seems to more focus on the deductions of what you're being taxed on. Mm-hmm. But they're full of limitations. They're full of limitations as to how much money the owner of the company pulls directly from, and there's limitations as far as the amount of deductions or the amount of reductions depending on how your company is structured. Now, if I just had an interest that in a company that I'm managing, I can't tell you that allowing me to have a larger income directly creates more jobs.
Yeah.
But as a small business owner, and these decisions at my fingertips, I will pull the trigger more if I have more operating capital
right.
to use.
It sounds a little bit like while you're pleased, you're not pleased enough. You're not as happy as you want to be.
Well, we certainly are very focused on how it affects our business directly with the taxes we pay. But you got to remember, Kai, a towboat captain this day and age makes $130,000 to $160,000 a year. Hmm. My tankermen make around $70,000 to $80,000 a year. My deckhands make $20,000 to $40,000 a year. So literally my employees encapsulate the entire strata of who this bill's targeted at as far as middle class and what you define as middle class. So when I talk to my employees, I definitely want to know that they're being included in this also because they ultimately are buying the products I'm moving.
Austin Golding at Golding Barge Lines in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Austin, thanks, man.
Thank you so much, Scott.